Good afternoon. It's 6:46 in the PM. And no, I have not had my iced tea or my tea today, my hot tea. I want to thank the people who have came into my life and made it better. It's a blessing to have these people want the better for my successful journey. I'm happy to learn all the experience of this journey. Didn't matter where it was, but when I found that it was one of the dream goals that I had, even though that it's not wearing the uniform, I'm proud to work on the Air Force Base. I'm proud to serve my fellow men and women, the meals that they have in their empty stomachs, to have a warm belly, to have a full belly, and to have the best experience with their flights and their jobs, knowing the fact that somebody can bring a smile brings joy to their life. See, you have to understand when you put food into people's bellies, you're giving a part of your heart and your love and your soul to food. And people understand that when you are the best at what you do, and that's all you ever wanted, was to see the smiles and see the laughter, because in the world there's so much hate and disgusting greed. And I miss that smile off of each one of the people's faces that I feed. I believe in the true nature of having a delicious meal come from a loving hands that make it. As sweet as I am, I'm no cotton candy. I'm not even a Skittle, but taste that rainbow of my delicious food. Unrehearsed, unscripted, this podcast. I wish to say for these people, it's going to be hard to love me. You gotta love me like food. But how do you approach somebody who's got a mixture of a diverse culture background of only providing the wholesome food that puts that warmth in their body? They only want to come back and have your food. It takes an expert to be the culinary like me. I like my knives, I like my spoons. I've never played with gastronomy, and I always sing the blues of the South with the pork barbecue ribs and the coleslaw and mashed taters. My catfish friend has never been discovered. I don't do catfish unless I'm in the South with my Southern people. Yes, I know I miss that Southern grits, but bleh, no more. My tastes have changed. My tastes have changed for that sweet cornbread and that gizzard and the liver. But I don't live that way anymore. But it's still the same as deep fried fish on a catfish day. I remember shucking and gutting fish, having the deep fries, having hush puppies, cornbread. Don't like black-eyed peas, can't stand collard greens, but I like that corn on a cob and sweet potato pie. I'm a Southern woman at heart for the rest of my life, honey. And my love isn't worth money. My love is never worth money, honey. Money's the root of all evilness. I know people have to have it, and so do I. But my love isn't for sale, bitch. You think I'm the golden witch? You're motherfucking right. I put that spice in love into my stew, going after a quick brew. I love my shepherd's pie. I love my Swedish meatballs. And I mean the Swedish meatballs that, damn, you don't need shit after that. You don't need no more nothing. That stuff sticks to the stomach. And it keeps you going for a day or more. No matter how fast and how much you run that energy out, that good loving food will make that energizing bunny go. But that's the love from my fingers. Holding that spatula. Cooking that meal. Serving it to the public. Having them beautiful smiles. And that wonderful sense of urgency. And the smile of service. That's the love that comes from my heart. And it's difficult because I have to listen to people all day long with them hungry bellies. I just want to get them fed. They're all my children. Every single one is my child feeding because they're starving and they're hungry. Young or old, doesn't matter. As long as they get what they want and they're happy with their service and day and the food that they eat from our beautiful hands that make it. It's hard to talk like this, but I never express myself like this. Kind of a rhyme is the time. Tick tock. Tick tock. I ain't no mouse ain't gonna run up no clock. I'm tick tocking, tick tocking, sitting right there, watching the minutes, watching the seconds, watching the hours. Boy, does the time fly and fly, blah, 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 flying by when you're having so much fun. Having so much fun interacting with beautiful people, our Service Corps men and women that protect our lives on the line. Therefore, we sit there with their times. I know that they want to be at home, and I know this war isn't going to last. But for all the men and women, I salute you with open arms and an empty stomach for our food to eat so you can have a beautiful meal. To all of our servicemen that are fighting in different wars and far beyond in this war that we call United States of America, I hope we can all take it back as our own. We should be taking care of our people and not given into this election, servicemen and women all over the world. This is all bullshit, and we all know that we signed up to fight for our country. We all signed up, foreign, domestic, civilian, not civilian. Remember this, that we are all one people, except for the people that have the clearance to fight the AKs, the RPGs, the grenade launchers, and the people that join the militia and the anonymous to fight the evil things on the outside with the civilians. Please try to understand that this is not meant to go bashing on anyone. We all will see a different part of this world, and I hope and I pray that everyone sees that we could have fought for this sooner if we all just give a little bit of faith and a lot of hope that this country is not going to bring it here because we're not ready for this. A lot of us do not care. A lot of us do not care about this world being so manipulative and jacked up. I don't have friends because it's so hard for me to connect with people. My whole life has been one big backstab in the back constantly. I'm trying to get along with people, and I'm having my episodes lately. It's sad. It's sad to say that I had to let a lot of things go, and I let a lot of things slide. But this time around, fuck all of you. I put my pride aside, and I just keep moving forward with that star that's on my back saying, "Push over, let's go, Mary, quite Grungeri. You are a star that universe has pushed me to its greatest power. My greatest gifts are the stars in the sky. I'm a twinkle in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. How I wonder what you are. You know you need a break. So let's get on that train. Come on, star, and kick me my ass. Move it along and press that gas. Running, running, running. Can't stop. Won't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. You can say that I live a blue life. Living that blues. What do they call you? The blues? Ain't no one stole my heart like you. But you long gone and someone's gonna come new. We'll sing a different song and not sing the blues. She will be fast. She will be furious. She will look at me and go, "You know what? I root for you. I think you're an amazing person." But there are things that the stars will not allow. And it will slap me every time that I slap up that riding horse. You take that horse how far you can, but I'm gonna slap you. I'm gonna slap you every time you fuck up. I'm gonna slap you every single time because I'm the universe and I'm a bad bitch and I'm gonna fuck you up. Slap everyone out of its way, but you're my star. You know you're a star and I'm gonna take you very far. This is your faith. Your face is telling you to stay this way. You've moved in a different direction. You didn't need no one. You needed just one opportunity, and people kept on being there, holding you and never stopping that sunlight grow because they enforced it. They're the little sprinkles that I needed to come into this bliss of stardom. Am I a star? Am I a star? Yes, I am. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. Yes, and my sun shines so bright. I've taken the time to match my auras. I've taken the time to get in touch with my feminine power, my masculine power. I've come into contact with the spiritual power. I've come in contact with the fifth dimension. And I believe in this power of God, the power of lightness. And I know the devil loves to take me and try to beat me down. But that star wants to slap the shit out of that and not have that devil's hand on top of my twat, the night. Never having that pussy come. I'm a dirty bitch and I do not give a fuck. My life is only as I to do with what I wish, but never love existed because nobody know how to treat that female right. I'm a queen, I'm a female, and I am a bad bitch, so see me roar, hear me roar. If you don't like it, you can step back and run and hide behind that, whatever it is that you want to tell yourself a lie. I've lied to myself so many fucking damn times, and it wasn't good for me. I'm trying very hard to not stay in the stuck of time. But I have supporters that believe in me, and I have to prove to myself and to them that I can do this because they gave me the one thing that no one else given me, unconditional love. fuck everybody else. The unconditional love that no judgments, no nothing. You fuck up, that's your problem. But don't come crying to me when you fuck your life up. I don't say I didn't tell you so. They weren't even like that. All I needed was one opportunity to love the one person that was going to love me for me. And it took a lot of time and growth. And that was, I was in battle with myself. And I couldn't accept it. I can't accept the love until it's real love. And I don't know what that is. So it's scary. And I'm running away from it. But also, I got pushed away from it. So I guess we're even, Steven, Meevan. You're so mean. Are we gonna call it even, Steven Mean? You're a meanie. I'm a meanie. I guess we have a lot to learn about being our meanies. I'm sad and lonely, but I am grateful for the journey. This has to go, this has to end. Me and you, we will never, ever mesh until we put everything aside and have this journey end. We move on to our other journey, and here we are meeting again for the second, the third, fourth time, whatever it might be. Is it going to be the same or is it going to be the different? It seems like I've had the difference in five. It seems like the number five has been in my life quite a few times because by the fifth time, it's over. It's over. I'm sorry. Three times a charm, three times supposed to be an even or an odd number, but no, it's close enough to the 666 number. I know. Sad to say that five has its indifferent battles of when the war of myself continuously goes on. Right now, I'm on battle number five. And the battle number five tells everything. The outcome of six will be a bliss. I'm not riding any of these trains any further until my star kicks me into that sixth gear to come a six triple stars of my life. There's love, unity, growth, peace, and faith. Or there's one more. Prosperity. Aha, I got all six of them. It took me a while. It took me a while. I was fighting my battles. I'm fighting myself 100% all the time. I'm not interested in who the fuck this person is, but I'm only interested the 3D mouth to the face. Hello. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? There's somewhere in your eyes that you have sadly cried for months and years and broken all your tears. Went to a dark depression just like I did. We both fucked up, but my heart will continue on like the Titanic and the ship got sunk. Come and find me at the ocean, deep diver. I hope you can resurrect this dead love from a broken soul. I'm telling you how it is, sweetheart. I'm scared of this because I don't know. So scary. But I'll take your ass dead on. I'm afraid of you. I'm not afraid of you or this love. It's scary. Just hit me with a boom. That's it. That's your 20-minute mark. Have a good day.